And welcome back to another episode of the Follow-Up Podcast. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah. And every week, we sit on my bed and have a different conversation about something I want to talk about. And this week, we're going to talk about climate change.
Why now?
Because there was a COP26, well, that was the year, in Scotland early this month. And I want to talk about it because it's a big topic, and also it impacts us humans every day.
Mm-hmm. So COP26, it was the 26th edition,
right,
of this conference, and it happened in Scotland. So activists, presidents, world leaders all get together to discuss climate,
right,
change. So I was away the past few days, and I said, all right, I want you to come up with a topic. And a lot of news topics come from
the Week Junior.
Right, so you'd looked at the Week Junior
from a few weeks.
Right, this was November 12th, Week Junior.
Right.
And then
this is from this week.
Right,
so,
an update on the agreement. And then, they do it a week ahead,
right,
so the 26th.
Well,
and then this was from the week,
right,
the adult version, which we've read for a long time. Climate summit ends with no firm pledges. So, I'm far from an expert on climate change, but the topic is significant.
Right.
When you think of climate change, what do you think about?
I think of the Earth's temperature getting warmer,
mm-hmm,
in cold months that are supposed to be, or cold months in warm months, or like together, when they're not supposed to be. And I also think of pollution,
mm-hmm,
and like gas in the air and carbon dioxide,
mm-hmm,
from cars, and yeah.
Yeah, so.
And like fish dying from not recycling.
Right, that's all
part of it,
right? It's all part of the ecosystem,
right,
the how to save the planet, and then,
right,
with
like,
recycling,
like,
et cetera. But
like trees also.
Right.
Because, like, animals need to eat from trees, and if trees get cut down, then animals lose their home, and then animals die, and they can come extinct.
Sure. So everything works.
Everything relates
works
to something else.
Right. So, all right, so climate change, the Earth getting warmer. Do you know how that happens, or what happens in the air with the gases that allows it to get warmer?
I think it is that when the carbon dioxide and all the other gases,
uh-huh,
get released,
uh-huh,
because they're bad gases for the air,
yep,
then they all get trapped up and they can't like move, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like if blankets are stuck onto you and you keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter, but they're stuck to you so you can't get them off.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So carbon dioxide in the air and it gets trapped,
right,
up there.
Like
so
a
now,
blanket getting trapped to you, and you just keep getting hotter. So that's why the Earth gets hotter, because all those chemicals are getting,
mm-hmm,
trapped,
so,
the gases.
And the thing that you mentioned was that it's from cars and factories and from the way that we...
A lot
of things are produced.
And also we don't... Not everything goes in the right bins, like when we recycle.
Yep.
So that all the things that aren't like that go into the ocean and,
right,
get washed up.
Right, that's right, and that's a bit, that certainly affects it, because,
right,
then it goes into the water, then the fish die, and,
right,
and that certainly has something to do with water temperature,
right,
but I'm not exactly sure how that works. I do know that that's obviously awful. So what about, how can we, aside from the recycling part,
yeah,
of things, how do you every day go about combating climate change, even in ways that you might not even know that it's helping the climate?
Well, I do walk to school, and I walk to all my activities for the most part.
That helps a lot.
Yeah, and so I'm not using the gases from like cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this sometimes is with me. I'll say it like this, that also buses, some of them are electric, so they don't use up gases.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you're in a bus, even if it doesn't even if it's not electric, but that only uses some of gas, but that can have like a lot of people, like a carpool, but in a bus, And because if there weren't buses and all those people had to use cars, mm-hmm. that would be so much more gas.
Yep, exactly right. And the same thing with the subway.
Right.
Right. It's like one massive carpool. Like we don't. I mean, if we lived in the suburbs, then yeah, we'd have a car.
Right. Because that you can't like there. When there aren't usually buses, only in the cities of outside the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. But I would get if we were to get a car.
Yeah.
Right now, I would get an electric car.
Yeah.
At the very least, a hybrid one that's electric and gas. But I would get an electric car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Because it just saves.
Yeah, it helps save the planet.
Right.
And I mean, this goes all the way back to, I was looking up how far back that this has been talked about.
1988.
That was when it was
really a big problem.
Right, when Al Gore gave it the biggest platform was back then. And he ended up being Bill Clinton's vice president.
Right.
And Clinton was elected in 1992. Right. And so then...
It started in 1993.
Right. So, and then he ended up a few years later coming out with The Inconvenient Truth, which was a film all about climate change. And so President Clinton had signed he'd been part of that Kyoto Agreement in Japan about reducing emissions.
Right.
And then George Bush, when he became president,
which was
in 2000, the 2000 election.
So right.
Which is a wild, controversial election, which,
yes.
Well, I'll tell you about at some point. It was when I was in college, freshman year of college, and it took days and days to find out who actually won, and then they had to do a recount in Florida. It was nuts. We didn't know who won. And a few days. Or maybe it was a week. I don't remember. I remember having a professor, Robert Dalek. I was taking a US presidencies class, and he was a great professor, and he was on the news on MSNBC a lot, and then he would come into our class. It was pretty neat. And so And then President Bush, George Bush, had pulled out of that agreement because he thought it was going to really hurt our economy. So there is that balance between, all right, what's good for the economy, what's good for the earth, but if there's no earth, there's no planet, there's no economy. So you have to figure out a way to...
It's like balance.
Right. So
you don't want it to
use,
be like this, like measuring. You want it to be like that.
Right, and to create jobs and help the economy
right.
while helping
earth.
The planet.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go back to it. So when temperatures get really high.
Correct.
Why is that bad?
It's bad because it's not supposed to be that high.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's say for North Pole, let's say. And if it's really hot there, that means all the glaciers melt. And that means, like, the penguins don't have somewhere to live because they live on glaciers.
Mm-hmm.
And also like with polar bears and stuff like that.
Right, and then the glaciers melt.
Right.
And those are massive sheets of ice.
Right, and that also makes the water level rise because when ice melts, it's water.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, and then when the water levels rise, then it leads to floods and then people don't want to live there and then around those areas, and then it creates population issues other places,
right.
And it just destroys areas to live.
Right.
And but then there's also the water levels when there's not enough, when there's these droughts and there's not enough rain, and then the water levels are too low, and then everything in those bodies of water die. But also the other natural disasters that happen from the rising temperatures.
Right.
Like, what are the things that you hear about on the news?
Oh, drought.
Yeah, droughts, yeah. What are the things that you hear about on the news, that the natural disasters, like...
Tornadoes.
Yeah, tornadoes.
Floods.
Hurricanes. Fires.
Yeah, fire. That's what I was thinking. Fires.
Wildfires, yeah.
Wildfires.
So, all these things happen,
right.
And they're not just happening here, they're happening all over the world.
Right.
And in a lot of these countries... In much poorer countries than ours, they don't have the resources, the money, the food, the resources to rebuild homes, rebuild their communities.
Right.
So then the United States is then expected, and other countries are expected to then help out these other countries, when in fact we could just be helping out the planet the entire time by trying to limit these natural disasters.
Right.
It's like we're creating the problems ourselves and then creating further problems by then having to pay for them.
And not fixing.
But it's not like money just fixes these things. I mean, you know, tens of thousands of people die. And if they don't die, they lose their homes. And then it leads to disease and corruption in government. And it's
like
one layer on top of another.
Right, it's like an ice cream scoop just keeps going on top of each other and can't stop. But it's not ice cream.
Right, and then
problems.
it's just gonna topple over.
Yeah, and then once it gets like too high, like 20 scoops, it's just gonna
gonna topple over.
It's gonna collapse.
Right, you think like, all right, I can handle one, can handle two, keeps building up.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
But what about?
But then you can't really do that.
You can't use ice cream scoops now because then it's just gonna melt anyway.
Well, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. Like climate change.
Right. Before we talked about trees. Why are trees so important to help fight climate change?
Well, one thing is that they trap the carbon dioxide and then they release out oxygen from the trees.
Right, they trap the carbon, release the oxygen. Yeah.
Also, they, for as much as they can do, they help floods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, trap floods, and they also help the soil.
Yeah, and homes for animals.
Right.
Yep. And
when they get cut down, all the carbon goes into the air.
Right. And what about, and even they provide shade. So
right.
that's
they don't have to use air conditioning
anymore. As much, right. That's natural shade blocking.
Natural
blocking the sun.
Shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of this, you know, and yeah, do trees fall down during storms? Yes.
Yeah.
But they also help block
storms.
Wind and storms.
By like going into the tree and going into the leaves and also going into the soil.
Yeah, probably not as much into, I don't think leaves can do much, but they
hold it.
They can help, you know, if there's, say there's wind coming this way and then there's a few trees, it, instead of the wind just whipping right through, it provides a natural barrier for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like there's a dam, but
right. Right.
But it's still.
Yeah, there's so much to think about.
Right.
Every day, like, but you know, how do you get past? Okay, so how do we work on this every single day,
right,
but while still trying to maintain our own
right
lives?
How do we like get past this problem, but then there's another problem? How do we get that past, and then like get past the next one, next one, next one, next one, until we come to a final, very hard solution.
Right, and trying to balance the,
right,
the health of the planet,
right,
and the economy, and that is usually what
economy
is
keepers.
That's usually what the dissenters say. Those who say like, the climate's fine, because they don't want to impact the current economy.
Right. The
economy, it's all about
is
money.
Usually up here. The climate's usually
in
about
in terms
down
of
here.
Priorities.
Right, it's like down here. But we want it to equal up to.
Right. They need to use ways to save the planet,
right,
to also help the economy.
Right. Or the economy can help the planet while still staying the economy.
Well, while still being a thriving economy. Yeah.
Right.
And sure, jobs are going to have to change. This happens. You know, there's evolution and there's change in people's jobs and why things happen. Well, because this job, this one industry is really harming the planet. This can't happen anymore. So
right,
we're gonna retrain you in another way to do things.
Right.
You're gonna keep your jobs and it's gonna help the planet.
Right. Or it's like you're going to still be doing this, but we're just gonna change it a little so you can help the planet while you're still doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just also gonna add a little to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been talked about for a long, long time, and
never got fixed.
No, and I hope that my generation can help make things better for you, and I hope that you can help make things better for your kids and their kids, and so this place is around for a while. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
And what does COP?
Oh, COP. Conference of the Parties.
And so this was the 26th.
The 26th one. So activists and presidents in the United Nations, everybody gets together.
Right.
Yeah, and it didn't happen last year because
no.
of COVID.
And this was in Scotland this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I love you.
I love you.